This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, March 7. Samson's tragedy. Our passage comes from Judges chapter 16. Then the Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes, and took him down to Gaza. Binding him with bronze shackles, they set him to grinding grain in the prison. But the hair on his head began to grow again after it had been shaved. Now the rulers of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to celebrate, saying, "Our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands." When the people saw him, they praised their God, saying, "Our God has delivered our enemy into our hands, the one who laid waste our land and multiplied our slain." When they were in high spirits, they shouted, "Bring out Samson to entertain us." So they called Samson out of the prison, and he performed for them. When they stood him among the pillars, Samson said to the servant who held his hand, "Put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple, so that I may lean against them." Now the temple was crowded with men and women. All the rulers of the Philistines were there, and on the roof were about 3,000 men and women watching Samson perform. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, "Sovereign Lord, remember me. Please, God, strengthen me just once more, and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes." Then Samson reached toward the two central pillars on which the temple stood, bracing himself against them, his right hand on the one and his left hand on the other. Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed many more when he died than while he lived. By God's grace, Samson was called to an important role. He was to take the lead in delivering God's people from their enemies, the Philistines. And for this task, he received a special blessing of strength. Samson was so strong that he tore a lion apart with his bare hands, carried a city gate on his shoulders, and killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey. But Samson was also foolish in his actions. He disobeyed God's call in many ways. Eventually, he fell in love with a Philistine prostitute, Delilah, who secretly worked for his enemies. God took Samson's strength away, and Delilah managed to get him captured. Samson paid a miserable price for his wrongdoings. The Philistines gouged out his eyes and made him grind grain like an ox. For a major assembly at their temple, they brought him out for entertainment. Then Samson prayed, "Please, God, strengthen me just once more." And God strengthened him to break the pillars of the temple and bring it crashing down on the Philistines. If any of us have turned away from God, there's still hope. We can ask for forgiveness through Jesus Christ, who died to pay for our sins. And God will deliver us from our miseries and lead us to live a new life. Pray with me. Father, forgive us for the foolish decisions we've made, and guide us to experience the restoration of your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.